Welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today we're looking at the topic of neighbors. What makes a good neighbor? What makes a bad neighbor? We probably all have stories of those neighbors that have been in our lives at various times. The ones who are always around when you have no time to talk. The ones who are never around when you actually need to ask them something. The ones who lend you everything. The ones who borrow everything. We all have neighbors. And the question is always, what makes a good neighbor? I remember when my family moved to a new house at one point, one of the neighbors came over right away and introduced himself. And he said, you know, if you ever need to borrow, you know, my lawnmower, just let me know. Okay, that was nice. And then another neighbor, and then another neighbor, and then another neighbor. They were all offering us their lawnmowers. And we realized that the person who owned our house before us wasn't such a good neighbor. She never let the grass get cut until it was about a foot and a half long, and her brother would ride up the street on a riding lawnmower and finally cut the grass for her. Not such a great neighbor. Well, that's a question I want you to look at today before we explore this topic in more depth tomorrow. The question is, what makes a good neighbor or a bad neighbor? Have a great time discussing that with the people you're working through these challenges with. And if you're not yet, I'd encourage you to consider who you might be able to share these challenges with. Somebody from the train or bus, work, from your neighborhood, anybody in your life who might benefit from exploring life with you. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.